This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today, President Clinton told officials at the annual meeting of the IMF and World Bank that the U.S. will take another step toward relieving the debt of poor countries. The president said he will push for 100% forgiveness of debts owed to the U.S. government by 36 of the world's poorest countries. NPR's John Itzde has more.
This week in Washington, officials have been nailing down the details of a historic debt relief package initiated by G7 leaders last summer in Cologne, Germany. It would forgive more than $27 billion owed by poor countries. President Clinton reminded the delegates today that the plan could have direct benefits for 430 million poor people. In Bolivia, he said, it could double access to clean water by the year 2004. In Uganda, it could mean the doubling of spending on health and education by 2001.
Personally, I don't believe we can possibly agree to the idea that these nations that are so terribly poor should always be that way. I don't think we can, in good conscience, say we support the idea that they should choose between making interest payments on their debt and investing in their children's education. It is an economic and moral imperative that we use this moment of global consensus to do better.
And the president said today the U.S. would do better. In Cologne, he had agreed to forgive 100% of subsidized loans the U.S. has made to poor countries and 90% of the market rate loans, loans often made to support exports. Today, the president took the next step.
Today, I am directing my administration to make it possible to forgive 100% of the debt these countries owe to the United States. When, and this is quite important, when needed to help them finance basic human needs, and when the money will be used to do so.
Meeting the condition that they need help in fighting poverty will not be hard, says Seth Amgott of the international aid group Oxfam.
That condition has already been met. When you have most of sub-Saharan Africa spending more to service their debt than they spend on educating and vaccinating their children.
The other condition, that poor countries actually spend the money they save on poverty reduction, is trickier, since some of the governments involved have a history of corruption. But today, aid groups like Oxfam welcomed the president's announcement. Seth Amgott said the additional debt relief may only be a few $100 million, but he said the symbolism of 100% forgiveness might motivate other countries to up their ante, too. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.